Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway is proud to sponsor the airing of the Juneau Lions Club's 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Head over to the tram to buy a $20 gift card, and you're eligible to get the Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway annual season passes at the early bird rate and the best price of the year. You can also purchase them online at RavenEagleGifts.com or call 463-3412 for more information. They're also hiring for the summer season. Visit their website for more info. The Gold Belt Mount Roberts Tramway, because it's happening at the top.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament, brought to you by the Juneau Lions Club. Coverage on KINY brought to you by Microcom, Alaska's HughesNet Satellite Internet Solution, Dr. John Kralik, Alaska's Sleep Doctor, and Carl's Automarine. Now to Juneau Douglas High School Gym for Gold Medal Basketball.
And we are out here at the Juneau Douglas High School Gymnasium awaiting the last gold medal game of the evening. It's going to be B-bracket action between Metlakatla and Heidelberg. Ryan Houlihan here with you, with Dwayne helping call this game. And we're about, 42 seconds away from this game starting. I know I've watched both of these teams play at least once so far, so hopefully these names will come to me a little bit faster. You got Metlakatla in the white jerseys. That roster looks to be only, seven men deep. You got Mike Henderson wearing number one. Carson Winter, number seven. Bradley Martinez, number 12. Tristan Winter, number 13. Joshua O'Brien, 18. Franklin Hayward. Is that right? Franklin Hayward, number 23. And Ashton Hayward, number 24. That is your Metlakatla squad. Meanwhile, Heidelberg is even shallower. They're only six men deep, which I think they were last time I watched them play, too. Vinny Edenshaw, one of those guys. Devin Edenshaw as well, to go with Donald Edenshaw. A whole clan of Edenshaws out there. Greg Frisbee also out there. Sebastian Bowker and Nick Nix. And you might have just heard that buzzer. That means we're just about to get action underway here, as guys are taking off their workout shirts, revealing their jerseys, and getting ready to step out to the tip-off circle. And final game of the evening.
This is going to be a really fast game.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, going by the last game I watched these guys play.
Metlakatla and Heidelberg, they really get up and down the floor fast.
Yeah. And it looks like is the loser out of this game? Is that the deal? I hadn't had
Yes, this is an elimination game.
Yeah, it kind of came in halfway through, so I'm not super sure of the stakes. But that looks to be the case. The loser's out, so a lot to play for. Both teams definitely going to want to be playing for their lives, because in terms of this tournament, they are right now. So here we go. They're lining up. They're getting ready for the tip-off. It's number two. That's Devin Edenshaw for... Oh, never mind. It was... Anyways, Heidelberg wins the tip-off. They're going to take the first possession of this game. Ooh, but it is stolen by number two, which I don't have number two for Metlakatla out here, so I'll have to figure out who that is later. Is that Mike Henderson?
No, that's not Mike Henderson.
Well, I'm confused because there's a guy wearing number two and my sheet doesn't have number two on it. Anyways, we inbound the ball to number 23 for Metlakatla. That's Franklin Hayward. Franklin Hayward's going to give it back to number two. Number two over to number 13. That's Winter. Tristan Winter goes up. Layup doesn't go, but it looks like he was fouled. And they'll call that on Devin Edenshaw. Yep. Devin Edenshaw with the shooting foul. That's the first foul of the game. And now you got Tristan Winter stepping up to the line. First shot's up. It's good. And we have a point on the board. Well, we will have a point on the board. So we await the second free throw shot here. Second shot's good. Tristan Winter is 2-for-2 so far in the game. That's 2 points for the home team, Metlakatla.
So Heidelberg inbounds the ball. Devin Edenshaw throws a long down court pass to Boker. He can't control it. Metlakatla going the other way.
And number 12, that was Bradley Martinez. Got the nice pass. He was on the left side beyond the perimeter. Makes a three-pointer go. It's 5-0.
That's a quick five-point lead. Vinny Edenshaw pulls up, fires three. Back rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Metlakatla.
That would have been a quick three-point answer if it had gone, but it did not. So here comes Metlakatla the other way. It's number 23 gets the pass beyond the arc. Goes up, doesn't go, though. And it's out of bounds. They're going to say it's going back to Haida.
So Vinny Edenshaw passes the ball into Devin Edenshaw. He brings the ball up the court. Dribbling right side, crossover. Dribbles down baseline, brings it back out. looking back on top to Vinny Edens. Vinny Edens goes between his legs, going back and forth, pulls up free throw line, puts up about 8-footer, left hand, good. So Metlakatla coming back the other way. They lead 5-2.
Is that Vinny with the two?
Yes.
All right. Here comes Metlakatla the other way. It's number 24 on the right side. That's Hayward. He's going to take it up just to the perimeter, put up a three-point shot. It's off the glass. No good.
Rebound comes out to Nick Nix. He's pushing it up over in the corner to Vinny Edensaw. He fires three over and off. No good. Rebound comes down to Martinez.
Yeah,
Metlakatla.
You were not kidding about these guys being able to get up and down the floor really fast here. Shots aren't going, but I honestly wouldn't be surprised if these shots start going. And if they do, it's going to be a real high-scoring game. Foul under the basket number two was fouled as he got the pass to the inside.
He was fouled by Boker.
Yeah, and they will inbound the ball. Boker with his first foul of the game. Shots up. It's no good for Metlakatla. Heidelberg now coming the other way. They'll dish it all the way down to Vinny Edensaw. He gets an easy layup on the fast break. Here comes Metlakatla. 7-2, unless that board is slow to update, and I think it is, so it should be. They put the point on the wrong board. It's 5-4, just under 17 minutes left in the half, and as they try to pass it around to Ashton Hayward to get around the right side, he slips and they blow the whistle.
Okay, number two on Metlakatla. Brian Hayward.
Okay, Brian Hayward. Not even on my list, so let me pencil him in here. Brian Hayward.
So the ball's tipped out of bounds by Boker from Heidelberg, so Metlakatla will inbound the ball.
Let's do that again. Yeah, Metlakatla inbounding the ball once again. Here we go. Off to Tristan Winter with the pass attempt, but it got knocked away by a defender, and it's on the floor right now. Heidelberg looks like they're going to come away with it. They do. Here comes Devin Edensaw.
Nice fake by Nick.
Very nice, Devin. Yeah, they pass ahead to Nick inside, and yeah, he had a nice... nice fake to get a good look. Doesn't go, though, but he was fouled.
So Heidelberg will inbound the ball on the baseline. Boker into Vinny Edensaw. Vinny Edensaw standing out. He'll pull up, fire a three.
Ooh,
good.
That one goes. Vinny Edensaw's already got 7 points in the game, all 7 points for Heidelberg as they take the lead now. Metlakatla coming back the other way with 5 points. And it is number 12 over on the right side, Bradley Martinez, over to Brian Hayward. Number two, the mystery man from earlier. And it's back to Winter, back to number 23. Down low, that's Franklin Hayward. And he puts up a short jumper. Doesn't go, though. Rattles around off the rim and a miss.
Rebound comes down to Vinny Edensaw. He'll bring it up the court for Heidelberg. Goes behind his back. And he's going to be fouled by Winter of Metlakatla. Tristan Winter picks up his first personal foul.
There it was, yep.
So Devin Edensaw will inbound the ball for Heidelberg on the baseline. Bounce pass into Vinny Edensaw, crossover. He goes in against Winter. And they were tied up, and they're going to call a foul on Winter.
Yeah, they might call that on Tristan Winter again. He might pick up a quick second foul here. Yep, looks that way.
So Vinny Edensaw will go to the free throw line for Heidelberg to shoot two. Heidelberg leads 7-5. So now they say it's not a shooting foul. So,
okay.
So Heidelberg will inbound the ball on the baseline. Vinny Edensaw will inbound the ball, looking for Devin Edensaw, not there. Off to Nick Nix on the top, back to Devin Edensaw. He pulls up free throw line. Tries to throw it in the corner and is stolen by Bradley Martinez of Metlakatla.
Yep, as they hurl it up the floor for the fast break, it's at number 24 to number 23. That's Ashton Hayward to Franklin Hayward. Franklin Hayward gets the layup to go.
So Devin Edensaw coming the other way here for Heidelberg. We're tied up at 7-7.
Yep.
He drives left, spins, tries to lay it up underhand. No good. Rebound comes down to Hayward for Metlakatla.
Nice work on the defense, keeping their hands up, not committing a foul. On the other side of the floor, it's Carson Winter making a move to the right down low. A mid-range jumper, it goes. He's got 2 points now. That gives Metlakatla the lead, 9-7.
Oh, Vinny Edensaw brings it up, dribbling top of the key, goes around a pick by Boker, fires a three, and it's good. And Heidelberg goes back on top, 10-9.
And all of those points are Vinny Edensaw's, by the way. 2 3-pointers and 2 twos. So here comes Metlakatla now, passing it inside to number two, and he will go around, drive across the baseline, and get the layup to go. Brian Hayward there with 2 points, his first two of the game. It's now 11-10, Metlakatla.
So Vinny Edensaw brings it down. He drives left-hand side, brings it back out on top to Devin Edensaw. Devin Edensaw looks at three, no good, fires over in the corner to Vinny Edensaw. Now he fires a three, and it's good again.
And in case you forgot, Vinny Edensaw still has all of Metlakatla's points. That's 13 to, Heidelberg's points, 13 to Metlakatla's 11, as they are going to get the ball stolen over on the other end of the floor. And here comes Vinny Edensaw again on the fast break, down low, layup, good, and another 100% of the points for Vinny Edensaw and Heidelberg. They're at 15 to 11 now. And Metlakatla now coming back the other way. You've got Ashton Hayward trying to drive on the right side, make something happen, but Heidelberg collects the ball. He lost the ball. Heidelberg collects it. They're coming back the other way now.
Here comes Vinny Edensaw. He goes around to pick, pulls up three-point line. He'll fire another three. Ooh. That one was short. No good. Rebound comes down to Metlakatla.
And he's so hot, I just thought that one was going. He got to that territory where as soon as he puts it up, you think it's going to go in. But a rare miss for him. Now Metlakatla over on the other side, winging it over to number 12, Bradley Martinez, inside to the other, Brian Hayward, and back out to Martinez beyond the three-point line. Puts up a shot, doesn't go for three, but the rebound is corralled by Metlakatla, but he steps out of bounds. Brian, did you corral it, or did they call a timeout?
He tried to call a timeout. I don't know if they honored it or not.
Yeah, the refs seem to be discussing exactly that out there on the floor. 14:30 left in this first half, and Heidelberg leads 15-11. All of those points courtesy of Vinny Edensaw on Heidelberg.
Now, Metlakatla calls a 30-second timeout.
All right, let's take a 30-second break. In that case, we'll be right back. 15-11, 14:30 left in the first half.
Hi, this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting Gold Medal. Together, we hold each other up.
And we're back with Metlakatla inbounding the ball to Carson Winter on the right side. He tried to go up, but he got fouled on the layup. Carson Winter did. We'll wait to see if that foul was called on. In any case, then Carson Winter going to step up to the line for some free throws. The foul's called on number 9, Sebastian Bowker for Heidelberg. That's his second of the game. 14 fouls now for Heidelberg. The 2 for Metlakatla. The first free throw goes for Carson Winter. He's 1-for-1 so far tonight.
Substitution for Heidelberg as Bowker sits down with his second personal foul and Frisbee checks into the game for Heidelberg.
Joshua O'Brien, is he new or has he been in there? In any case, Carson Winter's second free throw, that one goes. That will make it 15-13. Heidelberg in the lead as they come back the other way. And as I'm talking, Devin Edensaw puts up a three-pointer, misses. And Heidelberg trying to get that rebound. Steps out of bounds. It is Metlakatla's ball coming back the other way. Metlakatla down 2 points, 15-13. Here comes Carson Winter bringing it across. He's looking for a screen to the left. You know, but he goes right instead. Gets another screen from Henderson, and he goes around the right side on the baseline, and he's just throwing it off a dude because he knows he's falling out of bounds. And I think he pulled it off. Are they going to give it that? Yeah. He's falling out of bounds, throws it off a Heidelberg player. Carson Winter did, and Metlakatla retains possession. Here comes the inbound over to Henderson in the left-hand corner, and it's back out to Franklin Hayward. Ooh, and they're going to lose the ball. Here comes Heidelberg. Fast break opportunity. Number 11 on the other side. That's Nick getting an easy two for him. His first two of the game. It's 17-13. Heidelberg in the league. Metlakatla with the ball now. And it's Franklin Hayward at the top of the perimeter. Inside to Henderson.
That was Mike Henderson.
Yeah.
He got fouled by Nick, so he'll go to the free throw line to shoot, too.
Yes, he did, and that will make it Nick's first foul of the game. Also, Henderson's first free throw attempt of the game and possible first points of the game if he can get some to go here. It's 17-13. Heidelberg in the lead, 13:41 left in the first half. Here comes the first shot from Henderson. Taking his time. It's up. It's good. Mike Henderson's on the board with 1 point now. That'll inch his team 1 point closer. They're 17-14. Metlakatla down by 3. Henderson gets ready to take his second shot. He'll let it fly, and it's in 2. Mike Henderson goes 2-for-2 for his first trip to the line. It's 17-15. Heidelberg in the lead.
Devin Evenstad passes down inside to... I don't have number 5 on the list for Heidelberg. We'll have to find out who he is.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's another mystery.
Yeah. But anyway, it's going to be Heidelberg's ball on the baseline. He passes it into Devin Evenstad. He comes around. A pick comes out being guarded by Brian Hayward.
Okay, thank you.
Devin Evenstad driving left down into the corner. Pulls up. Ball's going to be knocked away, picked up by Frisbee. Battle for the ball on the floor. Brian Hayward comes out of there for Metlakatla.
And it's Metlakatla coming the other way on a fast break. Pass up the floor to Carson Winter. Can't get the layup to go. A lot of defense on him. But number 2, Brian Hayward able to get the rebound, get the second chance point to go on a layup. And it's a tie ball game, 17-7 with 13 minutes left in the first half.
So Devin Evenstad went up. He's going to be fouled by Franklin Hayward. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. We are tied up at the 12:58 mark of the first half, 17-17. So Devin Evenstad will be shooting 2 free throws. First one up, and it's good.
That's going to give...
And the second one up, and that's also good.
Yep, that gives Heidelberg the lead. It's now 19-17. Heidelberg, 2 points up. Metlakatla getting ready to inbound the ball, take it across with just under 13 minutes left in the first half. And it is, honestly, Carson Winter, but it's Ashton Hayward taking the ball across. He'll drive to the left. He'll pass it off to number 23. That's Franklin Hayward on the left side. He gets inside and gets the layup to go with a bunch of dudes around him. Tie ball game once again, 19-19. Here's Heidelberg.
Nick pulls up 3-point line being closely guarded. He goes inside to Frisbee. Frisbee pulls up free throw line. Tried to throw it underneath. That ball stolen out of there by Mike Henderson from Metlakatla.
Yep, and Metlakatla will bring it up. It's Carson Winter. It is Carson Winter this time. He'll drive right up the middle and get a hand on him. That's a foul on the play. Shot didn't go. And I think they're going to call that foul on Greg Frisbee. That
yes.
Should be a first. Carson Winter steps up to the line. He's 2 for 2 so far. This is his second trip to the charity stripe. It's up. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Still a tie ball game, 19-19. 12 minutes, 26 seconds left in the first half. We got a substitution for Haida. Number 7 comes out. That was Donald Eaton Shaw. Did not see who comes in. Might have been Vinny Eaton Shaw. Carson Winter sizes up his second shot, takes it, and makes it. He is now 3 for 4 from the stripe tonight, and good for a 1-point lead for Metlakatla, 20-19.
So Vinny Evenstad brings it up for Heidelberg. He crosses up, goes in, drives it in, lays it in for 2.
And he dribbles with so much confidence. He just knows how to move with that ball in his hands. Now here comes Metlakatla the other way. They'll pull it over to number 23. That's Franklin Hayward on the left side. He'll step to the right, take a 3-pointer. It's an air ball to the right. If he had not stepped to the right, that one might have gone in. You never know. That ball goes out of bounds, and now Heidelberg taking it back the other way.
So Vinny Evenstad will bring it up for Heidelberg. Being guarded by Carson Winter. He pulls up for 3. Back rim, no good. Frisbee tried to save it, but it goes out of bounds, and the ball will turn back over to Metlakatla.
Yep, so Metlakatla will bring it across now. They're down 1 point. It's 21-20. Heidelberg's favor. Metlakatla taking it across the line now. There's 11:46 left in the first half. Carson Winter is going to almost get a screen, but he goes the other way with it. Gets a little bit of space on the short stop. Puts up the shot. Doesn't go, but it's a second-chance rebound. Call it 2 second-chance rebounds for Ashton Hayward. If he's able to tip the third one in, and it goes. 2 points for Hayward. Those are his first 2 of the game.
So here comes Devin Evenstad. He hands the ball off to Vinny Evenstad. He's dribbling right side. 3-point range. Goes inside baseline. Throws it cross court. Off the Knicks. Back out to Devin Evenstad, and he's going to be fouled by Franklin Hayward.
Looks like it, yep. That should be his first of the game. Yes, correct.
So Heidelberg will inbound the ball into Vinny Evenstad, dribbling left side. He pulls up for another 3, back rim, no good. Rebound, battle for. Heidelberg gets it, and then Henderson had it, then he lost it, then Heidelberg lost it, and Henderson got it back, and then he was fouled. So it looks like we're going to be shooting 1-1. And they called the foul on Greg Frisbee.
Yep, that's his second of the game. Mike Henderson then going to step up to the line on the other side for Met LaCatla. He's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. His only 2 points of the night so far. And a chance to increase the lead for his team here. They're up 22-21. Met LaCatla in the lead with 11 minutes left in the half. First shot's up. Bounces around and goes in. Henderson remains 100% from the stripe. He's 3 for 3 so far. He'll throw that line, roll the ball around in his hands. Right-handed shooter here, getting ready to take his second shot. Ball's in the air, and it's off the back of the rim. No good, but rebound by number 24. Not able to get the second chance point to go. That was Ashton Hayward with the miss, and now Heidelberg with the rebound.
Devin Edensaw drives left side, goes around a pick, pulls up 3-point range, got it. So Heidelberg goes back on top, 23-24.
Yep, a little back and forth action out here. It's Met LaCatla bringing the ball back across. Henderson on the left side, passing it out to number 18. That's O'Brien from the left-hand corner. Puts up a three-point shot. It's a miss, and Heidelberg with the rebound coming back.
Here comes Vinny Edensaw. He's being guarded by Mike Henderson. He drives down into the lane, lays it up left hand, and it's good. He went right around two players and laid it in.
Yep. Made a quick pass of trying to get the steal on the inbound, but doesn't, and just runs back down the other side of the floor. Now Met LaCatla on their own side. It's Ashton Hayward handling the ball, looking for a pass to Sibby, and he gets it over to Tristan Winter. He's on the right side, going to dribble out, pass it inside to Henderson. Ooh, and they try to pass it out to number 23, hit by a Heidelberg player, but Met LaCatla keeps it, takes the three-pointer, doesn't go, and it's O'Brien under the bucket with the rebound and the second chance point, as that one's good. His first 2 points of the game for O'Brien.
Here comes Devin Edensaw. He pulls up, fires another deep three, and got it. So Heidelberg leads 29-25. That's two in a row for Devin Edensaw.
Just making it look easy. You can do all the work under the post if you want, but I'm just going to stand back and shoot the three-pointers, is what Heidelberg's saying. Met LaCatla driving on the left side. They're going to get a foul as they miss the layup.
Yeah, Vinny Edensaw stepped in there and took the charge.
So that should be Tristan Winter with his third foul of the game on that charge. Heidelberg is going to bring the ball back. They're up 4, 29-25, 9.5 minutes left in the half.
So Frisbee will sit down for Heidelberg, and Donald Edensaw will come back in. Devin Edensaw pulls up for another three, front rim, no good.
And Joshua O'Brien with the rebound, he'll take it back. He's on the left side, he'll go all the way across to the right side, though. Then he passes it to number 12, standing in the right corner. That was Bradley Martinez with the miss, didn't go. Heidelberg now with the rebound.
Here comes Vinny Edensaw. He passes down in the corner to Donald Edensaw. He's working on O'Brien. Went between his legs, lost it out of bounds. So turnover, Met LaCatla's ball.
And Met LaCatla now inbounding it. They'll take it across. Down 4, 9 minutes left in the half. 29-25. And number 12 steps inside. Bradley Martinez takes a close two-pointer. Doesn't go, but with the rebound, that was Ashton Hayward with the second chance point. Fourth point of the game for him. It's now 29-27. Two-point lead for Heidelberg.
So Vinny Edensaw brings it across. Working on O'Brien. Gives it back out on top to Devin Edensaw. Devin Edensaw. Him and Vinny Edensaw talking. Devin drives into the lane, loses it while he's going up, but he's going to be fouled by Ashton Hayward of Met LaCatla. So Devin Edensaw will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
So the foul called on Ashton Hayward, his first. Sending Devin Edensaw to the line. I have him 1 of 1 so far.
So his first free throw is up in this back rim, no good. He'll get another. Sebastian Bowker comes back in for Heidelberg. And Tyler Bell will sit down. Second shot up for Edensaw is good. So 30-27, Heidelberg leads with 8:28 to go in the first half.
Yep, and here comes Met LaCatla now. And it's number 12 will drive right and all the way down into the left side. Doesn't go, though. Bradley Martinez with the miss. And the effort to get the rebound, toss it out to Ashton Hayward on the left side, three-pointer. That one doesn't go either, though, and it's Heidelberg with the rebound.
Devin Edensaw, he pulls up, takes the three, goes cross-court to Vinny Edensaw. He's working on Joshua O'Brien. Dribbling on the left side, crossover, drives down. Oh, and it's going to be blocked by Brian Hayward. Metlakatla comes out of there. Stolen back away by Devin Edenshaw. He fires all the way down court to Vinny Edenshaw. He fakes. Throws up a three.
So he caught his man jumping into it, so he kind of just jumped up and jacked up the three. Usually don't expect people to make that because they're just trying to get the foul.
So he pump faked, got his man in the air. And then when the guy came crashing down on top of him, Vinny Edenshaw threw the ball at the rim and it went in. So he's going to have a chance for a four-point play here.
That foul was on Franklin Hayward. That's the second foul of the game.
Well, Vinny's free throw's up no good. He couldn't complete the four-point play. Rebound comes down to Hayward for Metlakatla.
And Metlakatla now up the right side, driving into the middle, and over to Joshua O'Brien on the left. He'll get inside with hands all over him. But no, they called a travel on him instead.
Yeah, Bowker got his hand in there and kind of tied him up a bit and forced the travel.
So it'll go back Heidelberg's way. Heidelberg up now 6. It's 33-27 Heidelberg with 7:36 left in the half. And they're discussing something down here. Yet to inbound the ball still. But they'll inbound it now. Here comes Heidelberg.
The ball comes into Devin Edenshaw. He gives it back to Vinny Edenshaw. He'll bring it up against Carson Winter. Dribbling up the left side. Goes around a pick by Bowker. Comes back out on top to Devin Edenshaw. Devin Edenshaw dribbling left side. Working on Joshua O'Brien. And he's going to be fouled. So Devin Edenshaw will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1.
So that foul going to be called on Tristan Winter, who hits an early bit of foul trouble. That's his fourth foul.
Oh, they called it on Winter? I thought they called it on...
Well, maybe they're revising that.
Yeah,
they took
it off
Winter for a second.
Yeah, they took it off the board now, so...
Do you think he called it on O'Brien?
I think so.
I think what's happening is O'Brien, his number is 18, but he's got some duct tape on
it. Yeah, he's got some tape on there.
So I think the ref signaled 13 and thinking he was number 13.
Yeah. So the first shot up from Devin Edenshaw is good. Second shot is also good. So Heidelberg leads 35-27 with 7:22 to go in the first half.
All right, that foul was on Joshua O'Brien. It's now revealed. That's his first of the game. Metlakatla now on the other side. It's number 23 doing some work, driving in a little bit on the right side. Shot doesn't go. Metlakatla with the rebound now. And it's Carson Winter passing it over to, well, he was trying to get to Henderson, but his own teammate steals it and then hands it to Henderson to be nice. Now it's inside to number 2. That's Brian Hayward inside, and he's able to get the post shot to go. 2 points for Hayward. That's his sixth of the game.
So Devin Edenshaw brings it across the timeline. He pulls up from about 5 feet behind the three-point line, and he buries
it. That was a deep one, too.
That was a deep three for Devin Edenshaw. So Heidelberg extends to a 9-point lead, 38-29.
Yep, and now here comes Metlakatla. They'll pass across to Franklin Hayward on the right. He's going to try to do what he can to drive. He needs two defenders, but shoots over him and gets the short-range jumper.
And nobody got back. Knicks had a wide-open layup, and he lost control of the ball out of bounds, so the ball goes back to Metlakatla. As he broke free, nobody got back, and he lost it going up.
Yep, Metlakatla now trying to start a little bit of momentum in their direction. It's 38-31. Metlakatla down 7, 6:27 left in the half, and here comes Ryan Hayward driving to the left. He's going to pass to Carson Winter. Carson Winter tries to get it out to the top of the key, but it's stolen by Heidelberg into Vinny Edenshaw on the other side, and he'll just go over to the left side, put up a three-pointer, and even if it's in the air, I knew that was going in. That's another 3 points for Vinny Edenshaw. Metlakatla now coming back the other way with a 10-point deficit. It's 41-31 in Heidelberg's favor, and they'll just take a three-pointer from the top of the perimeter. That was Franklin Hayward missing there, and a whistle on the ensuing rebound opportunity.
I think they're calling a double foul on Sebastian Bowker and Mike Henderson.
Looked like it. They both put their hands up, taking credit for it. So, yep, double foul. White number 0 is Henderson. And
Heidelberg's going to call a timeout.
Yeah. All right, well, with that timeout, let's take a 30-second break, and we'll be back on the other side. It's 41-31, just under 6 minutes left in the first half.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for gold medal. Wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
Welcome back to Gold Medal Action, broadcasting live from the Juno Douglas High School Gymnasium. It's Metlakatla against Heidelberg. Right now, Heidelberg up 10 points, 41-31, 6 minutes left in the first half. Here comes the inbound from Metlakatla, and they'll pass it into number 23. That's Franklin Hayward, who's going to dribble outside the perimeter and pass it inside to Brian Hayward, and who goes to Henderson in the post. Puts the shot up, doesn't go, but he's fouled. And he'll go to the line for two. Henderson will.
I think they called the foul on Bell.
Yep, looks like it. Tyler Bell, his first foul of the game. And Henderson now going to walk up to the line. Here comes the first shot. Nope, it's good. Finds the bottom of the net there. Henderson now 4 points. 4 points all on free throws. Henderson ready for his second shot with a chance to reduce his deficit to just 8 points. Right now, 41-32, Heidelberg. Here comes Henderson's second shot. That's good. And it will be 41-33. 8 point lead for Heidelberg coming back the other way.
Nick pulls up and takes a three for Heidelberg in the corner. No good. Rebound comes down to Vinny Edensaw. Back out on top to Devin Edensaw. He pulls up for a deep three, and he got it.
That was so deep.
That was about 8 feet behind the three-point line.
Okay, Metlakatla now coming back the other way. They are now down 11 points to Heidelberg, and it's Carson Winter on the left side. He'll pass it over to Hayward, over to number 12. That's Winter, Christian Winter from the three-point land on the left corner. He makes that one go. 3 points for Winter.
So here comes Vinny Edensaw. He's being guarded by Carson Winter. He'll pull up and take a three-pointer. Back rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Winter for Metlakatla.
And Metlakatla now coming back. Carson Winter going to just run straight up the middle. Nobody really able to stop him. He gets an easy layup somehow.
Yeah, nobody picked him up, so he just went right to the basket and laid it in. Here comes Devin Edensaw the other way for Metlakatla, and he fires even a deeper three than the last one, and he got it to go.
My jaw's about to be on the floor and how deep they are taking these threes. Completely casually, completely confidently, and completely efficiently. They are going. Metlakatla now on the other side. It's number 12, Bradley Martinez, at the top of the perimeter. He'll get a screen, go left, stop short, pass it off to Brian Hayward, just outside on the left side. It misses, though. Three-point shot won't go. Here comes Heidelberg the other way.
So Devin Edensaw drives baseline, bounce pass, comes out to Nix. He'll fire a three, no good. Rebound comes down to Bell. He fires back in the corner to Edensaw, one-arm pass out to Nix, and he fires another three, and that's over and off. So here comes Metlakatla going the other way.
All right, it's Carson Winter driving up to the right side, whistle.
We're going to have a foul on Nick Nix.
All right, that should be a second foul.
Yeah, so they're in the double bonus, so.
Yeah, 10 team fouls apiece now for each team.
Yeah.
That is Nick Nix's first foul. It's 47-38 right now. Heidelberg in the lead by 9 points. 4 minutes, 7 seconds left in the first half. Carson Winter's first free throw shot is good.
Substitution for Heidelberg. Frisbee comes in, and Nix will sit down and take a break.
Carson Winter here trying to bring his team to within seven. As he takes the second free throw shot off the front of the rim, no good. Heidelberg with the rebound.
Rebound comes down to Bell. He'll bring it across the timeline for Heidelberg. He's working on Ashton Hayward. Ball got caught on his hip, picked up by Frisbee. He drives and plows over Mike Henderson, no call. Over to Donald Edensaw, back to Bell. Bell pulls up, and it looks like he just lost it out of bounds, and the ball will be turned over to Metlakatla.
Yep, Metlakatla now inbounding to Carson Winter. He's going to bring the ball across. His team down eight. It's 47-39. Carson Winter drives inside, kicked out to Henderson on the left-hand corner, puts up the shot. It goes. 3 points for Carson Winter. Sorry, Carson Winter. That was Mike Henderson with the three-pointer.
Yeah.
My mistake. That's his first non-free throw point.
Comes Devin Edenside. He's working on Hayward. He drives down, pulls up, and he's going to be fouled by Brian Hayward, so he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two.
That should be Brian Hayward's. Oh, no, it's his second. I did miss one. Brian Hayward's second foul of the game. Devin Edenshaw stepping up now. I've got him 3 of 5 from the line.
First one is good. So it's 48-42 Heidelberg with 3:22 to go in the first half. Devin Edenshaw will get another free throw. Second free throw is on the way, and that's good. 49-42.
And here comes Metlakatla now. 3:19 left in the first half. They'll pass it down low to number 23 as he's going to turn around, make the jumper. Franklin Hayward with 2 points, his 6th point of the game.
That was a nice move by Hayward.
That was.
Got him on his hip and just spun around and banked it right in. Devin Edenshaw working on Brian Hayward. He'll pull up and take another three. Air ball that time. Rebound pulled down by Franklin Hayward.
And they'll throw it down the other way. Metlakatla trying to get the fast break to go. But no, Brian Hayward kind of losing control. Throws it back as he's going out of bounds, and it goes right to Heidelberg. Heidelberg coming the other way. Vinny Edenshaw with a three-pointer on the right side. That doesn't go. Now Metlakatla coming back the other way. Metlakatla down 5 points right now. 49-44. 2:40 left in the half, and 23 puts up a shot from just to the right side of the top of the perimeter. That's 3 points for Franklin Hayward.
Here comes Vinny Edenshaw. He drives in, and he's going to be fouled by Carson Winter. So Vinny Edenshaw will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
That's what I call a good foul, though. Vinny Edenshaw was all alone if Carson Winter hadn't gotten up and tried to make the effort there.
So Vinny's at the line. He'll get 2 free throws. First one is up, and it's good. So Vinny Edenshaw will get one more. Second free throw is up, and it's good. So Heidelberg leads 51-47 with 2:25 to go in the first half.
Yeah, this game kind of got sneakily close on it. Carson Winter takes a long three-pointer from the right side that doesn't go. And now Heidelberg trying to make the fast break happen. They just throw the ball right out of bounds.
Nix had Frisbee wide open for a layup, and he just overthrew him. Threw it out of bounds, so Metlakatla ball going the other way.
Yep. So it's a 4-point lead for Heidelberg now. 51-47. Metlakatla trailing as they inbound the ball and bring it across. 2:12 left in the half. And it is number 24 driving right up the lane. Ashton Hayward gets the 2 to go. That's number 6 for him.
Oh. And a long down court pass, and then Frisbee going the other way, and he gets the layup.
Yep, that's it.
So they trade layups on both ends.
Yep, and then coming back the other way, Metlakatla. This game's gotten even faster than it was before, it feels like, as we get to the end of this quarter. And it's over to Carson Winter on the center, over to number 24, Ashton Hayward on the right side. 3-pointer doesn't go. Heidelberg with the rebound.
Ooh. Devin Edenshaw goes to the hole, and he's fouled by Brian Hayward. So Devin Edenshaw will have a chance to shoot 2 free throws here.
Brian Hayward now with his 3rd foul here.
First free throw is up, and it's good. So Devin Edenshaw will get one more free throw.
And that will bring his team's lead back to 5 points up. Let's see what happens.
No good.
So still a 5-point lead. It's 54-49 in Heidelberg's favor with 1:36 left in the half. Here comes Metlakatla on the right side. Franklin Hayward going to go over to the left side. Pass it over to O'Brien. Back to Henderson right at the top of the perimeter. He's going to get a screen, go to the left, stop. Size up the 3-point shot, decides he wants to take it, but it doesn't go, and it's Heidelberg with the rebound.
Vinny Edenshaw bringing across timeline, being guarded by Bradley Martinez. He goes around a pick, right side behind his back, crossover, pulls up, and he hits Donald Edenshaw. He'll fire up a 3, and it's good.
Flash.
57-49. Heidelberg leads Metlakatla with a minute to go in the first half.
Might as well start calling him the Threedenshaw at this point. Here comes
that's stolen away by Donald Edenshaw.
Metlakatla loses.
So Vinny will walk the ball across the timeline. He's signaling to his teammates one shot, as we have 45 seconds to go in the first half. So he's dribbling way out top by the half
half-court line, he passes over to Devin Edensaw, and he's just holding the ball.
Yeah,
Franklin Martinez moves up, closes the distance, make him dribble, and then Devin Edensaw throws it away, throws it out of bounds. And then the ref said that Heidelberg had called timeout before he threw it away.
Oh, really? Is that what was happening? I was trying to figure out why the ref was arguing, but yes, that's what happened.
All right, I'm going to keep it here for this 30-second timeout. KINY and Alaska Seaplanes have teamed up again for the 2017 Roadshow. We'll be flying throughout Southeast Alaska, broadcasting from different events throughout the year. For the last few weeks, people entered at each Alaska Seaplanes location for their chance to win a round-trip airline ticket anywhere Alaska Seaplanes flies. And every evening during gold medal games, we'll be giving away a ticket. Tonight's winner is Matt Steele from Juneau. Keep listening to KINY for the next Roadshow location. And don't forget to sign up at any Alaska Sea Lines location, Alaska Seaplanes location, for your chance to win. The Roadshow is brought to you by Alaska Seaplanes, flying at a higher standard, and KINY, where you don't miss a thing. Sunday, it was Chris Budke from Hoonah that won, and Monday, Tom Hayward from Ames. Tonight, Matt Steele from Juneau.
Okay, we're back courtside here. Vinny Edensaw passes off to Donald Edensaw. He fires up a three. No good. Rebound comes down to Joshua O'Brien for Metlakatla. Stolen away by Donald Edensaw. He drives in, hands it off to Frisbee, and it's going to be blocked by Joshua O'Brien. So we have 6 seconds to go in the first half. And Heidelberg will inbound the ball.
That was a pretty authoritative block from O'Brien there.
So Donald Edensaw will inbound the ball. And he was trying to get it to Devin Edensaw, and he got sandwiched between two players, and he got fouled. So he will go to the free throw line to shoot two with 6 seconds to go in the first half.
Yeah. Edensaw and Heidelberg up 8 points, 57-49, and Devin's going to get a chance to extend that lead to 10.
Who did they call that foul on? Was that on Mike Henderson?
Yeah, it looks like it was. That is his second foul of the game. Yep.
First free throw is up, and it's good. So it's 58-49. Second shot is up, and it's good. 59-49. So Metlakatla inbounds the ball.
Mike Henderson kind of held up, not quite across the free half-court line, but he does get it over to a teammate. That was number Ashton Hayward taking a deep three from the left side. That one misses. That was the buzzer. That's the end of the first half. Your score is 59-49. Heidelberg 10 points above Metlakatla. Let's take a 2.5-minute break. We'll be right back with more gold medal action, your last game of the evening.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store welcomes all teams and fans to gold medal. Come check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan Native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Jared Gullinan's silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska Native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Soboloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown. By now, you've probably heard that Little Tokyo downtown on Seward Street is serving all-you-can-eat sushi. They have the freshest all-you-can-eat rolls starting at $24.95 per person. If you want to add on all-you-can-eat appetizers, rolls, and sushi, it's only $29.95, and kids under 5 eat free. Kids 6 to 11 are 50% off. Dine in only, so bring your appetite. Little Tokyo has a full menu available, and they offer delivery to downtown Lemon Creek and Douglas. Call in your order at 523-0344. That's 523-0344. No. Throttle up, open her up, and cruise through the waters. Whether you're fishing, whale watching, or headed to the cabin, Carl's Auto and Marine will get you where you need to go. They carry Honda and Suzuki outboards with no games and no gimmicks. You'll always get a great warranty, and the pricing will always be straightforward. Carl's Auto and Marine Repair and Honda and Suzuki authorized dealer. 789-3883.
The Bartlett Oncology Center is committed to effective and convenient care of patients being treated for cancer and cancer-related conditions. Located in the Southeast Cancer Center building, the Bartlett Oncology Center is a local liaison between primary care providers and Bartlett Regional Hospital. For questions, contact the center directly at 796-8720.
is the yearly return of the Canada Goose, the changing seasons signal the beginning of the spring tire sale at Les Schwab Tires. It's a time of rebirth, excitement, and a heck of a great deal on select tires for just about anything you'd be driving this spring. So if you think you might need new tires, stop on in. We'll come running. And if that seems overly excited, well, that's just who we are. Spring or not. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
It's the 71st Annual Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. Now the Juno Douglas High School Gym for Gold Medal Basketball on KINY.
Welcome back to the Juno Douglas High School Gymnasium as we're sitting here in halftime in a B-bracket gold medal matchup between Heidelberg and Metlakatla. The loser is out, and it's been raining threes, especially on the part of Heidelberg this game. Your leading scorer in this first half, score is 59, Heidelberg to Metlakatla's 49. Heidelberg with a 10-point lead. And a big part of that 10-point lead is the Edenshaws, Vinny and Devin in particular. Vinny Edenshaw with 27 points, and at least the first 15 points of Heidelberg's game were all scored by Devin Edenshaw. There was a while there where he's the only one producing or putting points on the board. Devin Edenshaw next. He's got 22 to his own name. Let me see if I can count how many threes. I got 5 threes for Vinny Edenshaw, 4 threes for Devin Edenshaw, and also a single 3 for Donald Edenshaw. Again, you might as well call him the 3 Edenshaw at this point. Donald Edenshaw with 3 points. Greg Frisbee with 2 points, and Nick Nix with 2 points. Sebastian Bowker scoreless. Tyler Bell scoreless. Meanwhile, over on Metlakatla, your scorer, two tied scorers. You got Carson Winter with 9 points, also Franklin Hayward with 9 points. Next, it's Mike Henderson, 8 points. He went 5 of 6 from the free throw line and also had a three-pointer that adds up. Next, Preston Winter, 5 points. Ashton Hayward with 6 points, tied with Brian Hayward with another 6 points. You got Bradley Martinez with 3 points and Joshua O'Brien with 2 points. No one scoreless on Metlakatla.
All right, I want to thank a couple more sponsors. And, Ryan, I'm actually going to have you do that. If you want to just take care of that for me, please.
Sure, let's see if I can handle an ad lib here. Bobcat at Juno, that's your largest stocking Husqvarna chainsaw dealer in Alaska, with chainsaws starting at only $199, $199, and statewide shipping available. Plus, ask about their 4-year warranty on all chainsaws. You can call 523-7920. That's 523-7920. Also, Sportsman's Warehouse would like to thank and welcome all gold medal participants and their families at this year's tournament. Sportsman's Warehouse is located in the Nugget Mall in the Valley. Be sure to look for savings in your gold medal program and look for the store for all your fishing, hunting, and outdoor supplies. Again, that's Sportsman's Warehouse. Congratulations to all the athletes and families. Good luck. And we're going to start back in the action here as the second half is underway. Metlakatla inbounding the ball, trailing 10. It's 59-49. And here comes number 12, passing it inside to, that was number 2, Brian Hayward. And the shot won't go. Heidelberg with the rebound. They're coming back now.
So Devin Edenshaw coming the other way. He's being guarded by Ashton Hayward. He drives left, dribbling out outside the 3-point line, looking. And Nix comes back, gets the ball. He's on top of the key. Tries to throw it into Bowker, and it's stolen away by Brian Hayward.
And they get it all the way down to Brian Hayward. Yeah, coming the other way. Misses the layup. Second chance attempt by Ashton Hayward. That one doesn't go either. And I don't know who got the rebound that time. They put it up. It misses two. And finally, Heidelberg with the rebound. Coming back the other way, they try to throw a big lob pass to Bowker on the other end. He can't reel it in, and that one goes out of bounds. It's now Metlakatla's ball coming back the other way. Still 59-49, Heidelberg. And Metlakatla now, it's Tristan Winter taking it across the timeline. And he'll drive off to the left side. He gets pretty close right into the back of his bucket, but has to pass it out to number 2. That was Brian Hayward. Second chance attempt with the rebound with Franklin Hayward. That one doesn't go, though, and now it's Heidelberg with the rebound. Ooh, they come back the other way, and it was having trouble making out who that was, but under the basket, put up a layup. He's fouled.
Nix went to the basket, and he split two defenders, and he was fouled, so he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two, and it looks like the foul's on Bradley Martinez.
Yep, his first.
Now they're going to say it was on the floor.
Okay,
so Heidelberg will inbound the ball on the baseline. Vinny Edenshaw will inbound the ball.
Oh,
that's tipped and stolen away by Brian Hayward.
down to Bradley Martinez. He'll go all the way in. Nix knocks the ball off of Martinez's leg, and Heidelberg will get the ball going back the other way.
That was a nice inbound defense by Carson Winter. He got the hands on it, allowed for that steal.
So here comes Vinny Edenshaw. He's being guarded by Carson Winter. He's on the right side. Looks down inside to Donald Edenshaw, being guarded by Martinez. He drives baseline. Martinez gets him off. Goes back out on top to Vinny Edenshaw, being guarded by Winter. He pump fakes. Nothing there. Free throw line to Boker. He fires it up. Front rim, no good. Rebound comes down. Donald Edenshaw, he puts it up, no good. Rebound comes off to Metlakatla.
Metlakatla now coming back the other way, and it's Ryan Hayward bringing it on the left side. Cuts into the middle, passes it out to number 12, and out to Carson Winter, number 7, with a three-pointer right from the top, right from the center. That is Metlakatla's. That's the first score of the game. Three-pointer there for Carson Winter up the half.
Here comes Devin Edenshaw. He's being guarded by Ashton Hayward. He drives left down to the baseline. Pump fake, fade away. Short, no good. Rebound comes down to Winter for Metlakatla.
And now it's number 13. That's Kristen Winter splitting two defenders and getting throws the ball over his head to get it to go.
Nice layup move. He went right around Bowker when reverse layup put him for two. Vinny is going to be fouled by Carson Winter as he tried to go around a pick on the right side. So Heidelberg will inbound the ball. 17:40 to go in the second half, and Heidelberg leads 59-54.
Carson Winter picking up his third foul there.
Inbound comes to Vinny inside, being guarded by Carson Winter. He drives down, loses balance, he falls on the floor. No call, and the ball will be turned over to Metlakatla.
And the ball's inbounded. It's Winter to Winter. Kristen Winter now going to take it across. Pass off to Carson Winter. He's got some space on the right side to make a move. He does. He gets a layup to go. 2 points for Carson Winter. He's got five in this half now.
Here comes Vinny. Metlakatla cuts the lead back to three. Devin Edenshaw will pull up for a long three-pointer. Front rim, no good. Rebound in the corner to Bowker. He's being guarded by Martinez. He knocks the ball out of his hands out of bounds, and Heidelberg will inbound the ball. So Bowker in the corner will inbound the ball. He goes out on top to Nix. Nix fakes the three, dribbles into the paint, passes off to Donald Edenshaw, back out to Vinny Edenshaw. Vinny Edenshaw will fire a three. No good. Rebound comes down to Winter for Metlakatla.
And it's Kristen Winter with the rebound, bringing it back across the timeline. He's going to drive to the right because he's also got space. Just a little bit of space on the right side right now.
And just like that, it's a one-point lead for Metlakatla. Metlakatla cuts it to a one-point lead. Here comes Vinny Edenshaw working on Carson Winter. He drives baseline, nothing there. Back out on top to Boker. He pulls up, and that's good. 2 points.
Nice shot.
61-68. Heidelberg leads Metlakatla.
That's Bowker's first bucket of the game. Here comes Kristen Winter once again taking it across the timeline. He's going to go off to the left. Pass it to Carson Winter, who's deep on the left side with a three. Doesn't quite go. A little bit too deep as he bounces off the front of the rim. And Heidelberg with the rebound.
So Devin Edenshaw will come up. He's working on Hayward. Crosses him up. Puts it out on top to Vinny Edenshaw. He loses control. Regains the ball on the left-hand side. He's being guarded by Carson Winter. Vinny Edenshaw pulls up for a three, and he got it. 64-68, Heidelberg leads.
The net almost didn't move on that one. All right, and it's number 12 now bringing it back. Passes off to Ashton Hayward. Tries to go right. He loses the ball, and they're going to say it was off of him, so it's Heidelberg's ball now.
Yeah, he was just trying to make a quick move and lost the ball out of bounds. So.
Substitution for Heidelberg, number 3.
We got a substitution for Heidelberg, number 3 coming in. That's Frisbee.
Frisbee comes back in the game for Heidelberg. Vinny inside drives down, pulls up 3-point range, in and out, no good. Battle for the rebound between Frisbee and Winter. And I think they called it jump ball.
I think so, yeah. They're...
The possession error will give it back to Heidelberg. So Devin Edenshaw inbounds the ball to Vinny Edenshaw, and he puts it up
right
underneath.
Up.
So 2 points for Vinny Edenshaw.
Yep, and now it's going to be Ashton Hayward taking the ball across. He's a little bit on the right side. Going to try to drive in, no, but he'll kick it back out to Franklin, who takes a three-point shot, misses, though, and it's Heidelberg with the rebound.
So Bowker hands off to Devin Edenshaw. He'll throw it up to Vinny Edenshaw, who's coming up the right side. Goes around a pick by Bowker. Dribbling up top. wings it over in the corner. Donnelly and John, he fires a three, and it's good. And it's 69-58, Heidelberg leading Metlakatla.
And here comes number 24, Ashton Hayward. Takes a three-point shot right at the beginning of the possession. It misses, and it's Heidelberg with the rebound.
So Devin Edensaw gains control of the rebound. He fires a long down court pass to Frisbee. Frisbee on the baseline being guarded by Tristan Winner. He put up a shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Metlakatla.
Yep, and it's Ashton Hayward now coming up. He's going to try to drive the middle, kick it out to Franklin Hayward. Franklin Hayward inside to Ryan Hayward. Ryan Hayward gets the second chance layup, and he gets that one to go off of his own miss. 2 points for Hayward. Ryan Hayward, that is, since there's three of them.
Now here comes Benny Edensaw. He goes around Carson Winter, dribbling between his legs back and forth. He pulls up free throw line, back out on top to Devin Edensaw. He's being guarded by Ashton Hayward. He's working left side. He pulls up for a long three. Front rim, no good. Franklin Hayward comes out of there. He goes down and puts up the shot. He's going to be fouled by Frisbee.
And Franklin Hayward going the other way. Can't get the layup to go, but he is fouled in the shot. And they're going to give that foul. Yes, to Greg Frisbee at his third. Franklin Hayward stepping up. This looks like his first free throw trip. Shots up. Shots good. That'll bring his team to within eight. It's 69-81 right now. Heidelberg still in the lead with 14 minutes left in the game. Franklin Hayward.
69-61.
Oh, sorry, what did I say? Oh, my bad, no. No, Metlakatla did not just suddenly jump up to 81. The second free throw is good from Franklin Hayward, now 69-62.
Well, here comes Heidelberg working, Devin Edensaw working on Aston Hayward up on top of the key to Bowker, over to Vinny Edensaw. He goes around a pick by Bowker. He's working on Ryan Hayward. He kicks it over in the corner to Donald Edensaw. He fires a three, and he got it. So 72-62, Heidelberg leads Metlakatla by 10.
Yep, they're back up to the 10-point lead. And here is Ryan Hayward out in the post. He's going to pass it out to one of the Haywards, to Joshua O'Brien under the post. That was Ashton Hayward passing it into Joshua O'Brien. Ball's out of bounds, though, off of Heidelberg. So it's Metlakatla going to inbound it right under their own basket. And they'll go in to Ashton Hayward on the right side with a three-point attempt. Doesn't go. Out of bounds again this time. No, this time it's off of Heidelberg again, so it's Metlakatla's ball once again. They'll inbound under their basket on the baseline. And it's into Joshua O'Brien, a leaping catch, and he just has to hand it off to Ashton Hayward. And he'll drive right up the middle, found some space, got an easy layup, easy 2 points for Ashton.
Here comes Devin Edensaw for Heidelberg, being guarded by Ashton Hayward. Nice pass into Bowker, a little too high, and they can't save it. Here comes Matt LaCalle coming the other way.
Yep, that is Franklin Hayward taking it up the left side, looking for the man to pass to. It was Joshua O'Brien, but the pass a little high. He bobbles the ball. Oh, but then Heidelberg does a little bit of their own bobbling as they've got that steal. And Matt LaCalle steals it right back. They pass it into Hayward. Ashton Hayward, to be precise, in the low post. He gets the turnaround jumper to go. 2 points for Ashton again.
So here comes Heidelberg coming the other way. Vinny Edensaw working on Joshua O'Brien. He throws it cross court over to Devin Edensaw. Over to Donald Edensaw. He drives in, lays it up for two.
Donald Edensaw kind of taking off. Only 3 points in the first half. Now 8 points in the second half. He's got 11 total. Here comes Metlakatla the other way, and it's Tristan Winter on the left side. He's going to pass it out to number 24, Ashton Hayward. Inside and back outside to Franklin Hayward. He'll take the three-point attempt. It doesn't go. And, Tristan Winter gets the rebound away from Bowker. He puts up the short range, and it goes. 2 points for Tristan Winter on the second chance attempt.
Devin Edensaw drives baseline, fires back out to Frisbee. He fires up a three. No good. Rebound comes down to Franklin Hayward.
Yep. Franklin Hayward off to Ashton Hayward. He's going to bring it up. He's on the right side. He'll dribble off to the left a little bit. Pass it all the way across to the right to Tristan Winter. It takes a three-point attempt, but it's off the front of the rim. Doesn't go. And I think Heidelberg with the rebound stepped out of bounds. So, yep, it's Metlakatla's ball again. They will inbound it here. Vinny Edensaw reeling that in, but not able to stay in bounds. Here comes the inbound, and it's out to Ashton Hayward. Inside to Ryan Hayward, and then back out to Carson Winter on the right side. He'll take a three, doesn't go. Heidelberg with the rebound.
Well, Vinny Edentrabel walks the ball across the timeline, being guarded by Carson Winter. Vinny Edentrabel pull up, take a deep three off the rim, no good, and that will go out of bounds to Metlakatla.
I'm getting used to those deep threes. I was like, that one wasn't even that deep, not compared to some of the ones we've seen him take tonight.
Yeah, that one was only about 4 feet behind the line.
Baby stuff. All right, here comes Metlakatla the other way. They're down 6 points, 74-68, as Hayward puts up the three-pointer just to the right side. Doesn't go. That was Ashton Hayward with the miss.
Now here comes Vinny Edentrabel. He goes into Frisbee. Frisbee is going to be fouled by Ashton Hayward, so he will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Should be second. No, the third foul for Ashton Hayward. I must have missed one.
So Heidelberg's going to try and add to their six-point lead, 74-68. Frisbee at the free throw line shooting two.
For the first time of the game as well.
First one is up, no good. Frisbee gets the second shot. It's on the way, and it's good. 75-68, Heidelberg lead.
Metlakatla will bring it back. They're now down 7 points, 75-68. And they'll give it to O'Brien up the top. He passes right inside to Henderson waiting in the post, but he's not able to hold on to it. Heidelberg with the steal. Coming back the other way, and it was. Is that Nick?
Frisbee.
With a two-pointer on the other end on the fast break. Metlakatla now coming back. Now down at 9 points. Henderson with the ball at the top of the perimeter. He's looking for a man to pass to. He finds Carson Winter on the left side, inside, and then back outside to Henderson, who's standing on the left side of the perimeter. He fakes, he steps left, he passes off to O'Brien at the top of the perimeter. Three-point shot, no good. Henderson with the rebound, though. And he will roll around his man, drive into the lane, and get an easy layup for Henderson. 2 points, nicely. Oh, and as I'm marking my stat sheet, Heidelberg hurls it down to Vinny Edenshaw on the other side. He gets an easy layup. 79-70 now with Heidelberg in the lead by 9 points. Just over 10 minutes left in the game. And Brian Hayward bringing the ball across for Metlakatla. Off to the left side, it's O'Brien inside to Henderson. He's going to dribble, see what he can make happen as he does some post moves, but no, ball goes off the bottom of the rim. Heidelberg with the rebound.
That was a nice block by Donald Edenshaw. He came from the weak side help and blocked Henderson's shot. So Devin Edenshaw will bring it across the timeline, being guarded by Joshua O'Brien. He's working top of the key left side, looking to go around a pick by Donald Edenshaw. He pulls up and fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Carson Winter for Metlakatla.
And Carson Winter taking it across now, leading the charge. He's going to pass it off to O'Brien. He's a little bit on the left side. He's going to see what he can do. Passes inside to Henderson. Down to the post. He's going to back down Devin Edenshaw. Out to O'Brien and then over to Brian Hayward. And then passes off to Bradley Martinez on the left side. Puts up a three-pointer. It's missed. Heidelberg with the rebound.
So Vinny Edenshaw will bring it across. Being guarded by Carson Winter. It kind of looks like Heidelberg's going to slow it down here a little bit. They are holding the ball way out away from the basket. Vinny Edenshaw working on Carson Winter. Drives inside the free throw line, lays it up left hand, and good. So it looks like we're going to have a timeout.
We do have a timeout. Is it 30 or 60? We're waiting
to see. Timeout for Metlakatla.
All right, well, let's just take a 30-second break to be safe. We'll be right back. It's 81-80. Heidelberg in the lead out here. 8:51 left in the game.
Get the good stuff.
To me, March means spring, and it makes me want to get outside and play in the mud. However, no matter how much I like that mud, when I'm driving behind a vehicle with no mud flaps, I wish I could put my car in a protective bubble. Not having mud flaps on your vehicle is a safety issue as well as a cosmetic one. Stop by Napa Auto Parts and see what we can do for you. From mud flaps to windshield wipers, Napa takes care of your vehicle bumper to bumper.
Get the good stuff!
Ward Air is Juneau's largest family-owned flying service. Our experienced pilots have been getting families, friends, and businesses safely and efficiently to their chosen destination since 1974. With wheel planes as well as float planes, your schedule is Ward Air's schedule. So call 789-9150 to book your next flight. For safety, service, and satisfaction, it's Ward Air. 789-9150.
And we're back. Metlakatla having just inbounded the ball. They'll take it back their way. Down 11. They're trying to make something happen with 8:45 left in this game. It's 81-70. Heidelberg on top. And on the right side, you've got a layup miss, a second chance attempt by Brian Hayward. That one misses, but he was fouled on that second chance attempt. The initial shot by Franklin Hayward.
Man, it looks like they called the foul on Nix.
Yep. His second foul. I thought he already had two, but we'll call it his second foul of the game. And Brian Hayward steps up to take his first trip to the free throw line tonight. Shots up. Shots good. It brings the spread to 10 points. It's 81-71 in Heidelberg's favor. And we await the second shot from Brian Hayward. And that one will bounce off the back of the rim, but a rebound and second chance attempt by number 12, Bradley Martinez. Can't get it to go, and now Heidelberg with the rebound going back the other way.
So Vinny even brings it up, working on Carson Winter, drives baseline, comes back out in the corner, fires a three, and it looks like Brian Hayward got a piece of it. Frisbee picks it up, and he's going to be fouled. Going to be fouled by Carson Winter.
That'll make that foul number four for Carson Winter with 8:21 left in the game and a little bit of foul trouble.
So Devin Edenshaw will inbound the ball for Heidelberg. Comes into Benny Edenshaw. Benny out on top of the key, goes back left side to Devin Edenshaw. He's being guarded by Tristan Winter. Over to Frisbee, back out on top to Devin Edenshaw. Or Benny Edenshaw. Looks like every time I say it, looks like Heidelberg might be trying to run some clock. Vinny Edenshaw takes it right to the hoop and scores. He goes right around Hayward and lays it in for two.
That might be what he wants Metlakatla to think. Lure you into a false sense of security, then just drive around you and turn on the jets.
And there's a steal by Devin Edenshaw.
Metlakatla loses the ball. Yep, it's Heidelberg's ball again. They're up 12.
So Devin Edenshaw brings the ball up. Passes off to Vinny Edenshaw. Back over to Devin. Back to Vinny. Benny being guarded by Carson Winter. He's calling for a pick for Donald from Donald Edenshaw. He drives down, and the ball tips that way from behind, and here comes Metlakatla with the steal.
Yep, Ryan Hayward, the pass went right to him, and similarly, he tries to pass it out to Franklin Hayward on the left side, but it looks like a Heidelberg player was all over it, knocked it out of bounds. It's going to be a Metlakatla inbound from the baseline. And they will find Franklin Hayward from the baseline pass. He shoots a short-range jumper. No good, though. And it's Heidelberg with the rebound.
Devin Edenshaw will bring the ball up for Heidelberg. Being guarded by Winter. Cross-court pass to Vinny Edenshaw. He drives right side. Double-teamed. Goes down baseline. Spin move. Puts it up in for two.
Nice move by Edenshaw. Here comes Brian Hayward bringing it across on the left side. He's going to drive a little bit to the right and just hand it off to Ashton Hayward at the top. And he will dribble forward just up to the perimeter to get a closer look. And it was close enough because that three-pointer goes for Ashton. And now Metlakatla getting the press defense going, and it worked for him as they steal the ball. And, Hayward, Franklin Hayward puts up a long three. Doesn't go, but he's got his own rebound now. And he's standing on the right side of the perimeter looking for a man to pass to. He gets it to Hayward, over to the other Hayward. Brian Hayward to Ashton Hayward. Three-pointer won't go. Rebounded by Franklin Hayward. And inside to Brian Hayward. I'm starting to get these Haywards straight. Misses finally rebounded finally by Heidelberg. That possession's over. They'll bring it back.
Metlakatla's got a lid on the basket. They can't get a bucket to fall.
They sure do.
So Vinny Edenshaw will bring it up, being guarded by Tristan Winter. Crossover, he pulls up, three-point range, no good. And it's going to be tipped out of bounds, and the ball will go over to Metlakatla.
Okay. It's 85-74 with 5:52 left in the game. You have Heidelberg on top by 11 points right now. Metlakatla bringing the ball across. And it's Ashton Hayward passing it off to Franklin Hayward at the top of the perimeter. He's looking for someone to pass to. He finds Tristan Winter on the left side. He'll get it inside to Brian Hayward. Brian Hayward out to Ashton Hayward on the right. Inside again to Brian Hayward in the post. He goes around his man to the left and gets the layup to go. 2 points for Hayward, Brian. And once
Vinny Edenshaw almost had the ball stolen away.
Yeah, that full press defense almost worked again.
Yeah, he gets it out to Devin Edenshaw. He drives down baseline, double team, kick back out to Frisbee. Frisbee drives in the lane. He's going to be fouled by Tristan Winter.
If that's the case, oh, no, that's right. I gave him a foul on accident earlier. That's only his fourth foul. He's still in the game.
Yeah, so we're still not in the bonus. So inbound comes to Vinny Edensaw, being guarded by Carson Winter. He's dribbling back and forth out there between his legs, crossover move, pulls up top of the key, drives into the key, and he's going to be fouled by, I believe, Carson Winter.
Yeah, seven, Carson Winter, and that will be his fifth, though. So Carson Winter done for the game. He fouls out with 4:58 left in the game. His team down nine. It's 85-76, Heidelberg.
And we're still not in the bonus. It's only the 16th foul.
Yeah, 16 fouls for Metlakatla and two for Heidelberg right now.
So Devin Edensaw will inbound the ball from the baseline for Heidelberg. Throws it way out top to Frisbee. Frisbee being guarded by Franklin Hayward. Back over to Devin Edensaw. Devin Edensaw being guarded by Carson Winter. Winter chasing him around out there. Devin Edensaw just dribbling the ball around. Looks like Heidelberg's going to try and run some clock. Frisbee drives in, kicks it in the corner to Edensaw. Back out to Vinny Edensaw. Vinny Edensaw dribbling around free throw line. As Heidelberg's running some clock now.
Yep, not a bad idea. They're up 9 points.
Yeah.
Just over 4 minutes.
Back to Devin Edensaw. He gets double teamed. And Metlakatla comes out of there with the steal.
And here comes number 23. That's Franklin Hayward coming up. He'll dish it out, though, to Tristan Winter on the left side. Three-pointer won't go, but, sorry, that was not Tristan. That was Bradley Martinez from the left side. Tristan Winter got the second point attempt to go 2 points on the hustle play there for Tristan Winter. Timeout called, it looks like. Is that the case?
Yes.
Full timeout, so we'll take a 60-second break. It's 85-78. Heidelberg up 7. 4:03 left in the game. We'll be right back.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry. I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Oh, well now through April 3rd, you can get low APR financing or great lease offers on RAV4, Prius, Corolla, Tundra.
Tundra?
Shh.
Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Toyota?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Take advantage of great limited time savings. Visit Mendenhall Toyota in Juneau today. Toyota, let's go places.
And we're back. It's Metlakatla putting on the stifling press defense, but Heidelberg able to get it across the line now, and they are just trying to avoid getting the ball stolen and work some clock if they can. Not getting the ball stolen, though, proven harder than it looked. But was that a jump ball, it looks like, and possession arrow going back the other way?
No, I'm not sure. Oh, they called a timeout.
Oh, okay. We got a timeout. Let's call it a 30-second. We'll take a 30-second break. Be right back. 85-78, 3:40 left in the game.
Bobcat of Juneau is your rental equipment yard for Southeast Alaska. They rent out skid steers, excavators, backhoes, loaders, trailers, and much more. And Bobcat is your new Genie lift dealer in Southeast. They're now renting out scissor lifts, telehandlers, man lifts, articulated booms, and light plants. You'll love what you can rent at Bobcat for homeowners and contractors alike. Stop in and check them out. Bobcat of Juneau. Located in Lemon Creek on Glacier Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. Call 523-7920.
And we're back as Frisbee makes a layup off the inbound pass for Heidelberg, extending the lead to 9 points. It's 87-78 as Heidelberg gets a steal on Metlakatla. And they will see how much time they can take off the clock here with their 9-point lead. 3:20 left in the game. Vinny Edensaw driving up the middle to the right, and he gets the ball held onto. They're going to call that a jump ball this time, which is going to take the possession back the other way to Metlakatla. 87-78, 3:14 left in the game. Metlakatla trailing by 9, still trying to claw their way back into this game. And if they can get the lid off the bucket, they might just be able to do it. You never know. It's number 23 passing out to Bradley Martinez on the left side. He drives the baseline, gets the layup, 2 points. That reduces the deficit to 7 points. Press defense still on for Metlakatla. As Heidelberg trying to take it back the other way, they do get across the line. Vinny Edenshaw, he's going to give it to...
That was a nice block by Brian Hayward.
Yep, on Greg Frisby was the one taking the shot there. Now you got Tristan Winter the other way with a nice spin move, but he just kind of layups the ball right into the bottom of the rim. That's no good. And we're going to have Heidelberg inbounding the ball. They're in the lead. It's 87-80. Heidelberg 7 points up. 2 minutes, 42 seconds left on the clock. And in the game.
So Knicks will inbound the ball to Devin Edensaw. He's being guarded by Tristan Winter. He'll bring the ball up. Metlakatla trying to put some pressure on as they're down by 7 points with 2:35 to go in the game. Knicks being guarded by Franklin Hayward. Dribbling out 30 feet away from the basket. Passes over to Devin Edensaw. Devin Edensaw being guarded by Winter. He'll go right to the basket. He'll lay it up. And it's no good, but he's going to be fouled by, I believe, Brian Hayward. So Devin Edensaw will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Heidelberg has a 7-point lead with 2:21 left to go in the game.
They call that foul on O'Brien. Looks like that was the second of the game.
Oh, okay. First free throw is up and it's no good. Second free throw, and that's also no good.
That sells opportunity for Metlakatla. Just down 7 points, coming the other way now. 2:17 left in the game, and it is Hayward with the ball. Franklin Hayward now, now it's Franklin Hayward with the ball. Passes back to Ashton Hayward. Beyond the arc, puts up a three-pointer, doesn't go. And Vinny with the rebound for Heidelberg.
So here comes Vinny coming the other way for Heidelberg. He's being guarded by Joshua O'Brien. He's putting on his dribbling expedition. Metlakatla is chasing him around, but Vinny's pretty quick out there. And he's finally going to be fouled by Joshua O'Brien.
Yeah, I was just starting to wonder when you start intentionally fouling at this point. It's 1:49 left on the clock. Metlakatla down 7 points.
So Vinny and Chavo go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1.
Josh O'Brien picking up his third foul on that one.
First one's up and it's good. 88-80, Heidelberg leads. 1:49 to go in the ballgame. Vinny's second free throw is up and it's also good.
And we'll have Metlakatla coming back now. They're down 9. 1:46 left in the game and it's Hayward taking it across. Going left, and he's got two guys on him. He's looking for a guy to pass through. There's a whistle on the play. And they'll call that on two black. That's Devin Edenshaw. Should be his second foul of the game, if I've done my counting right. I did this time. Good for me. All right, we're going to have Metlakatla inbounding the ball then from the far side. It's into Tristan Winter. Tristan Winter going to drive right up to the top of the perimeter, take a three-point shot. It doesn't go, but you've got Ashton Hayward with the rebound. Over to Franklin Hayward on the left side of the perimeter. He shoots it. No good either. That lid still remains on the bucket for Metlakatla. And it's Heidelberg with the rebound, but as Vinny tries to pass it back to Devin, there was a bit of a miscommunication. Ball rolls out of bounds, and it's Metlakatla's ball again.
Yeah, Devin thought he was going to go ahead and take the ball up the floor, so he took off, and Vinny tried to pass it back to him, and Devin was already running the other way, and he threw it out of bounds.
Yep, Metlakatla right into Ashton Hayward standing in the left-hand corner. He makes that three-pointer go. And that's going to reduce the lead to 6 points for Heidelberg. It's 86-83. 1 minute, 19 seconds left in the game. Heidelberg inbounded the ball.
Well, here comes Devin Edensaw. He's being trapped. He'll throw it over cross court to Vinny Edensaw. He spin dribbles, gets out of the double team, flips the double team, and he's going to be fouled. So he'll go back to the free throw line with 1:08 to go and a 6-point lead for Heidelberg. They're not in a double bonus yet, so he'll be shooting a 1-1.
Yep.
First one's up, and it's good. 90-83, Heidelberg leads.
And we await the second shot.
And the second shot is up and good. 91-83 with 1:08 to go.
And a reminder, the loser is out at this game, so Metlakatla clawing their way back into this game, trying to, fighting for their lives, and it's Joshua O'Brien under the post with a two-pointer. He makes that go.
Vinny Evenstad was looking to inbound the ball, and he couldn't find anybody, so he called timeout.
Yep, timeout called with 56.2 seconds left on the clock. The score is 91-85. Heidelberg, six points in the lead. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back.
Juno Auto Sales and Service, the former Stanley Ford dealer, will install a free remote start with any purchase. They have an excellent selection of pre-owned four-wheel drives, all-wheel SUVs, and many others for you to choose from. See a sales rep for details. And did you know Juno Auto Sales and Service is your boss snowplow dealer for Juno? If you already have a plow, they have parts and service. If you need a plow, you can get straight blades, V-blades, sanders, and more. They even have ATV Boss plows and accessories. Find all your winter transportation needs at Juno Auto Sales and Service in the former Stanley Ford location on Mallard behind the Nugget Mall.
And we're back in gold medal action with Metlakatla fighting for their lives, trailing 6 points against Heidelberg and with 56 seconds left on the clock, and the loser goes home. The loser is out of this tournament. Heidelberg now inbounding the ball.
Comes into Devin Edenshaw. Devin Edenshaw fires up the half court to Vinny Edenshaw, and he's going to be fouled by Joshua O'Brien. So that'll be the 10th team foul.
Yep.
Metlakatla, so Vinny Evenstad would be going to the free throw line to shoot two.
Joshua O'Brien now with his fourth foul. I think that's like three in a row for him. Vinny Evenstad puts up the first shot. No good.
No good. So Vinny will get one more. Second one is up, and it's good. 92-85, Heidelberg leads Metlakatla with 48 seconds to go.
Yep, and here comes Hayward Ashton. Hayward bringing it across. He'll step just to the right side of the perimeter, put it up, and a
nice
clutch
shot.
Three-pointer for Ashton. Hayward brings his team to within four. As Heidelberg is trying to bring it across, they're fouled. Vinny Edenshaw, they'll put that foul on number 23. Franklin Hayward should be a third of the game, sending Vinny to the line. And it's 92-88. Heidelberg up four. 39 seconds left in the game with Vinny at the line.
It seems like every time you think Heidelberg's got this game put away, that Metlakatla manages to hit a three, and
they've really managed to stay in this
to keep some hope in this game.
Never really able to climb on top, but they've been keeping it close at various times. But as Vinny drains his second free throw, that's going to put his team up by 6 points. 35 seconds left in the game. And this time, Ashton Hayward looked like he got fouled. But it won't be a shooting foul. They'll just inbound it.
That was only the fourth team foul on Heidelberg.
That's right. Devin Edenshaw picks up a third foul on that one. Inbound to Hayward, Ashton Hayward. He drives inside. Ball is lost in a mix of bodies that's on the floor. And they'll come up with a jump ball. I believe that'll go back to Heidelberg. Yep, they will. They'll inbound it. Heidelberg now up. Six. It's 27 seconds left. Full court defense going on. Vinny Edenshaw going to bring it across, though. He does make it in. Fighting against some guys. Looks like he got fouled.
Yeah, he's going to be fouled by Brian Hayward.
So once again, Vinny will go to the line to shoot two with a chance to put this one a little bit further away and, dare I say, out of reach. I never want to say never, but a couple free throws could really make this thing difficult to climb back into.
First one is good.
Yep.
Second free throw's up, and it's good.
Yep. That'll make it 96-88. 8-point lead for Heidelberg. Metlakatla taking it across. 16 seconds left. O'Brien's going to put up a long three-pointer. Doesn't go from the left side. Off the top of the backboard, in fact, so it's out of bounds. Heidelberg will inbound it and shotgun pass it all the way down to number nine. That's Sebastian Bowker, but he lost the ball and gave it back to Metlakatla. There's only 5 seconds left on the clock, so we'll get a almost buzzer beater from Kristen Winter. Shot doesn't go. Buzzer goes, though, and that will be the end of the game. It's Metlakatla taking the hard-fought loss as the loser is out. We'll come back with a recap of today and a look at tomorrow. Your final score, though, is 96 Heidelberg over 88 Metlakatla. We'll be right back. We'll take a two-minute break.
Don't play it cool. We're a friend that you can count on to help you make things right. Don't play it cool. Call IceCube. Bringing warmth and comfort to those long Alaska nights.
this is Jody Mitchell, Vice Chair of Sea Alaska Corporation. On behalf of Sea Alaska, welcome to coverage of the Gold Medal Basketball Tournament. The spirit of competition, the pride in giving it your all, these are the values we pass on to the next generation. Please join Sea Alaska in supporting Gold Medal. Together, we hold each other up.
Affordable Auto Repair welcomes all teams from neighboring communities for Gold Medal, wishing you all good luck in the games, especially the cake teams. If you need work done on your vehicle, bring it in to Affordable Auto Repair. They have the lowest rates in town and over 90 years combined experience. If you bring in an estimate, they'll match it or beat it. Guaranteed. You can't afford to go anywhere else. For all your vehicle maintenance, choose Affordable Auto Repair. 790-9332. That's 790-9332.
For all you gold medalists, the Sea Alaska Heritage Store welcomes all teams and fans to Gold Medal. Come check out the store's wide selection of one-of-a-kind Alaskan native art, gifts, and jewelry, including a new exclusive selection of Jared Gullinan's silver bracelets. Special gold medal sales on selected merchandise will be offered all week long. Purchases at the Sea Alaska Heritage Store help support ongoing Alaska Native art, language, and cultural programs. Located in the Walter Soboloff Building on the corner of Seward and Front Street downtown.
All right, that's going to bring us back in your post-game for Heidelberg versus Metlakatla B bracket action. Metlakatla going to have to hightail it home, though, as they lose Heidelberg 96 to Metlakatla's 88. And story of the game, I think, overall was three-pointers from the Edenshaws. Vinny, in particular, 48 points in the game with a pretty clutch 8 of 10 from the free throw line there late in the game. 22 points for Devin Edenshaw, 11 points for Donald Edenshaw, and then you got Greg Frisbee there with 7, Sebastian Bowker with 2, and Nick Nix with 2. Tyler Ball, I have scoreless in the game. Metlakatla over on the, 17 of 21 total from the line for Heidelberg. Meanwhile, over on Metlakatla, your high scorer was Ashton Hayward as he was making some clutch threes late in the game to try to claw his team back into the game. Wasn't enough, though. He gets 19 points on the game. Next, you've got Carson Winter, 14 points on the game. Kristen Winter with 13. Mike Henderson with 10. Brian Hayward, 11, tied with Franklin Hayward for 11. Next, it's Bradley Martinez with 5 and Joshua O'Brien with 4 points. Again, your final score, 96 to 88, with Metlakatla taking the W. And Dwayne plays master in his coaching. Is that true?
Yes, I play for the Huna Masters team, and I'm also coaching the Huna B team.
Awesome. So, again, I've been missing some of the games. I'm either at work or doing something. You guys still in it?
Yeah, we're both in the winner's bracket.
All right.
Our Masters team plays at 2 o'clock on Thursday, and then our Young Guys B team, we play at 7:30 on Thursday against Ames.
7:30 in the evening?
Yes.
Well, you never know. I might be watching that game then. Let's see. Our Wednesday night games are going to... Well, our Wednesday games are going to be...
The Tuesday games. They're all the results today.
Never mind. First things first. Let me recap tonight for you. 12:30 game, we had a women's game between Yakutat and Angoon. Yakutat takes that one, 61-41 over Angoon. Then at 2 o'clock game, you had some C-bracket action. Loser was out. It was the Juno James versus Cake. And Juno James has taken it. It's 88-48. Juno advances. Next, at 3:30, a B-bracket. Loser out game once again, and it was Angoon triumphing over Yakutat, 84 to Yakutat 76. Then tonight, the games we're actually broadcasting, 6 o'clock had a C-bracket game. The loser out once again. It was Huna triumphing over Angoon, 88-66. At 7:30, a women's game. This is the one I hopped in for a little bit of the second half for. It was Haynes, 62, winning over Huna's 55. And then the game we just had, once again, that was B-bracket action. Loser out, Metlakatla has to go home as Heidelberg advances. It's 96-88. Now, our Wednesday games for tomorrow, 12:30. It's going to be Masters bracket, Cake versus Sitka. That's at 12:30. 2 o'clock has C-bracket action, Yakutat versus the Juno James gang. And then 3:30, we'll have B-bracket action, Cake versus Angoon. Then in our evening games, we should be broadcasting these ones at 6 p.m. You got C-bracket. It's Huna versus Philcom. 7:30 later on, B-bracket Rengel versus to be determined, depending on how the bracketing ends up and how the games go tomorrow afternoon. And then it is 9 o'clock. Your final game of tomorrow evening is going to be W-bracket action between Angoon versus Huna.
Actually, this is Heidelberg. I just won this one.
Oh, okay. So I guess that blank I was just saying
I forgot to fill it in.
That's okay. So that, again, 7:30 game tomorrow night will be B bracket action between Wrangell and the winner of tonight, Heidelberg. So that's
going to wrap it up. I think I got a little bit of my voice back.
All right.
I said a little bit and it went away. Dwayne, you don't know how much I appreciate you coming up here.
Yep.
His brother James is over in Hoonah, James Jack Jr., and he couldn't come over this year. So he texts me when he heard my voice, and he says, Mike, are you going to be okay?
I
think I can get somebody to help you. My brother's there, and I text him back.
I know a guy.
And so Dwayne came on up, so that was a great one. Ryan had been out to dinner tonight, Dwayne, so I called him because he was going to have the night off. And so you guys bailed us out. This is a very important thing for around here, and typically I don't get caught, but James not coming, and Bob Sims was out of town. Chad Erickson went up to Anchorage, so I was kind of left stranded this year for a little while. But
yeah.
You guys have been great. You did an awesome job, Dwayne. You going to come back and help us some more this week?
Yeah, as long as I'm not playing or coaching, yeah.
Yeah, well, we can give you a microphone down on the floor.
Okay.
We'll have a little, what do you call it, a wired? Wired a gold medal?
Yeah, course
I. Yeah, there you go.
Wired
good.
Up, you mic'd up.
All right, that's going to do it. Hey, thanks everybody for listening. Thanks again, you two guys. Ryan, wrap it up for us.
All right, yeah, that's going to wrap it up at 800 KINY, all new, 103.5 on the FM dial. It's been a pleasure bringing you these games. Hope everybody listening outside of Juneau and inside of Juneau are appreciating our broadcast. We will catch you tomorrow as we continue our gold medal action. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you later.
This has been Gold Medal Basketball, brought to you by the Juneau Lions Club. Coverage on KINY brought to you by Microcom, Alaska's HughesNet Satellite Internet Solution, Dr. John Kralik, Alaska's Sleep Doctor, and Carl's Automarine.